Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Begsy, you need to call me back, okay? Yesterday, I left the voice message on your phone. Today is today, and you still haven't called me back yet, okay? Why don't I watch / care about the UFC? And I'm going to put you on blast as well, because you're not a tough guy as well. You're soft as fuck, and you don't watch the UFC too, okay? Let's talk about this. Call me back.
Good morning.
Begsy, thanks so much for calling me back and giving me the time in your day to not just vent, but connect and try to make sense of the past. And you're doing this all while you're waiting for the text, the phone call, the biggest, I guess the second biggest love or third biggest love in your life entering. You're just blessed right now. I'm sending you peace. I'm sending you happiness. And I'm sending you and your family and your wife a lot of health right now. Let's do this. Let's have this conversation. But first, again, how are you doing?
I'm a little torn because you leave me a voicemail calling me soft, and then I pick up the phone and you're just like shower me with love.
So dude, I'm all over the place. Right now. I'm all over the place. And bro, come on, man. I embrace the truth, and I'm not gonna lie to the people. Okay, a hypocrite, sort of. Not gonna lie, but aren't we all? Aren't we all? Okay, and I think that you and I can relate to this. Not just being a hypocrite, but relate to this. Maybe, just maybe, you and I don't care much about the UFC because we got our danger fix / aggression fix in the world of sports with hockey. And early, yes, really early on, one of our favorite players was Todd Bertuzzi. He was the meanest dude in the league, one of the most talented players in the league, and also, I hate to say this, but a neck breaker. He broke a dude's neck.
Oh, man.
Do you think that has anything to do with it? Like you already get some of your aggression fix in the world of sports with hockey?
And even football for that matter, I'd say. I think it's possible. I feel like, you know, I was a big WWE guy as a kid, like that 10, 11-year-old range, and I think you were too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember UFC really being a big thing until like we were teenagers, you know? And I just felt like by that point, you know, I already committed so much time to like watching hockey, watching the Canucks, watching football, that like it was hard for me to fit another sport into my life. You know, I was busy smoking weed and chasing girls, man.
No, that makes sense.
I've watched two sports, busy times, man.
That makes sense. But you got,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll be Canadian here. You go ahead. Finish your point.
I was going to say, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for UFC, and like I watch with buddies and stuff, and like the techniques they have, and you know, it's absolutely brutal what goes on. Like,
dude,
I don't like shy away from it and be like, oh, I'm not going to watch UFC, it's too violent. Like, no, I got mad respect for what those guys do, and I wish I had that kind of skill set in my arsenal. But no, I don't really have a great reason for it. I've never gotten into it. I just, I think by the time it became a big thing, I was just worried about other things in life.
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. It's one of those things when it's on and it's in front of me, it's the coolest thing ever. It works. What's the word? It tickles my fancy, right? It works. And then I have moments like yesterday where I was like, damn, the UFC's coming to Vancouver. It's here tomorrow. It's pretty much here today. And a lot of people that I've been talking to, because I've been inviting people to the party and whatnot, they're tapped into the UFC, you know? They're going to the event. They're watching the sport. They're making plans around what they're doing around the UFC event. You know, they're tapped in. And I was like, yo, why am I not like that? Because, again, every time I do watch it, I love it. But I'm not going to sleep that night or waking up the next morning just drowning in documentaries, highlight packages. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering, is it because I'm a bitch? Like, I'm weak? I've never been in a fight before?
I mean, we talked about hypocrites, and I would be an absolute hypocrite if I answered that question with yes. So no, I don't think that's the case. Look, I think the techniques that different fighters use is fascinating, and I don't know a lot about it, but I know there's like different kinds of fighting styles, some jiu-jitsu involved and whatever else. By the way, did the recording?
No, we're good. Because I'm just recording the audio. I'm just recording the audio. It's all good. I'll blend you in.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. The techniques, they're fascinating to me, man. But yeah, I don't have really a good reason. I like I said, I really enjoy watching it with buddies, like getting together, and it's always on Saturdays, you know, like have a couple of brewskis, like watch a little UFC. Like it's a good time, but yeah, I've never really dove head first into it. I think just hockey took my heart first, and then football came along, and like, that's all I really have time to really invest in on a heavy basis.
Yeah. Again, I can talk about this for minutes and minutes and minutes and try to figure out why it hasn't worked for me yet, you know, in turning me into a full-time fan. But I think it just comes down to like habitual stuff, you know? We became sports fans really early. We locked into a couple teams, a couple leagues, and before you know it, we entered adulthood and we just didn't really have enough time / love in the tank to give to another sport or a fighter. This all being said, I think the fact that you and I kind of relate to the fact that, again, when it's on and it's in front of us, it's, again, the coolest thing ever. It works. It's sports. It's full of highlights. It's full of action. It's the stuff that, in some way, life is all about. I think because we say that, down the road, we will become UFC diehards. Life is long, man. Life is long.
Maybe we'll even be UFC fighters, you know? And, what's that, the featherweight division?
Dude, bro, you said it, man. You know, like, you wish you had the skill set. You wish you had the skill set, okay? I wish a couple things in life. I wish I could sing. Not to make it as a singer, though. You know what? I can't say it anymore because right now I'm in love. I'm with a girl. I can't say, you know, I wish I could sing so I could serenade, you know? Because I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times in my thing called life, you know? Working in the industry in the city, you see a lot of artists who nobody knows. Nobody knows, but they getting it. They getting all the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Because they can serenade. You know, I wish I could sing. Just, you know, whatever. I wish I could dance. And also, I wish I could fight.
Oh, you can dance.
No. I got no rhythm, man. I lost it, man. When you take a break for a couple years, I'm going to blame COVID and me just being a boring dude. I lost the rhythm. Trevor, I guarantee you can't dance. Try it out. You don't party as much anymore, too. You can't do it. When you hear, I feel like we all lost a little bit of rhythm.
I rely on the Molly to give me the moves, man. Without it, I'm a lost cause.
Oh man. Okay, let's get out of here. Okay, you're doing a lot for me here. Okay, again, giving me the time. I really appreciate it, and I'm sending you a lot of peace going into the weekend. One love, bro.
Anything for you, buddy. Except I won't name my kid Kyle.
Peace.